This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, today's is a little awkward. I'm not going to lie, DZ.
And I'm going to keep it a buck with you and say, yeah, we gonna definitely trigger you.
I guess they're always awkward, though. Am I the jerk for wanting him to spend more time with his family? What? But okay, hold on.
Let's elaborate, because it obviously sounds like an awkward way to start.
She says, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk? I have a wonderful boyfriend with amazing parents. They accepted me and my kids without hesitation.
Great.
When we all get together for holidays, I feel that it's unfair that my boyfriend runs around prepping, cooking, and then cleaning everything. He tells me it's always been this way since his parents have disabilities and his brother has a wife and a kid of their own. Mm-hmm. So I help him as much as I can in the kitchen, but I also have young kids to attend to. Mm-hmm. Now, I respect that he's always gone above and beyond for his family, but since we're pretty serious, I would like it if we could find a compromise. Everyone brings a dish besides his parents. I want us to be able to all sit down together so we can enjoy time together. Am I the jerk for wanting things to change so my boyfriend doesn't have the whole load on his shoulders and able to enjoy having his own little family? Mm. Everyone has been catered to for years. I feel like it's fair that things change a little since he has his own family as well.
Yep. I know what's going on.
I'll tell you what's going on. This is awkward. His parents have disabilities. That's what's going on. You can't ask him to stop helping them.
Hold on.
You can't get into this family and then ask for that to change.
I want to elaborate in be very careful with saying this. Not okay. Every disability means you are unable to take care of yourself.
True.
Right? So when we say disabilities, I think immediately we go to, oh my goodness, they're in a wheelchair, mm-hmm. or they need this crazy assistance. No, it might not be that bad. Now, it could be a case of somebody's disease and or disability evolving, and it's getting worse with time, mm-hmm. right? Whether it be Parkinson's or... you know, whatever, you name it. Whatever debilitating your
issue.
It's serious
enough,
whatever.
That he's had to cook and do all these things for his parents, for cook and clean and prep.
I think what's wrong is that she's upset that he's the head of their household, too. She wants him to be the head of her household
only. She wants him to do less. She wants to be like the brother and the wife, mm-hmm. who don't do anything but come in and walk in and out with their mm-hmm. kid and do nothing.
Right. Who just get to sit down and take care of the family and be with the mom and dad and just enjoy.
She's not a jerk for asking everybody to bring a dish. She's a jerk, though, for expecting this to change. You got involved with a man whose parents have disabilities and he takes care of them as part of his life. You knew that when you started dating him.
Right.
That's not going to change. I'm sorry. I don't know what... You can't get involved with that and then go, but now it's an issue.
But as a third person observer in someone else's family dynamic, mm-hmm. you get to see the roles, right?
Sure.
The hierarchy
we're
roles.
Assuming that he's doing too much. We're assuming
and
that.
We're seeing the brother who has equal status in the family, arguable
do
equal
nothing.
Status, do nothing mm-hmm. or only do something with his legitimate family.
Yeah.
I think it can be triggering, and I'm trying to find a place where I'm going not to jerk for her, because she is going, he's such a great man. I value him. That is part of what I love about him. But why doesn't he get to do that for us? Because he's so busy doing that for them.
Did you find a way to do that, though?
What do you mean?
You said I'm trying to find a way to say that she's not the jerk, right?
I kind of found it. That's it. Like, she can't. You can't call her the jerk for being upset that he is doing so much for someone else and unfortunately having to lack with you. Even though that's part of what grew and made their relationship flourish, she's now going, dang, but he doesn't get the chance to do that with us because he's always taking care of his mom and dad.
Back to back, two different texts. Mimi in Milwaukee said, not the jerk. Of course, handle it with care, but spouses protect spouses. But then Tanya and Kenosha said, you are the jerk. That's got to be his call. All you can do is tell him your feeling and let him choose how to handle it.
Hear me out, Allie. What if he's going home and now behind closed doors, complaining nonstop, going, man, I hate having to be the only
That's
one
fair.
To take care
but
of my
she didn't
fam-
say any of that. She's yeah. saying she's having the issue with it.
Let me add it in, though. Let me sprinkle it.
He's not bothered by it. This is his life. Part of his life is taking care of his parents with disabilities. That's what I'm saying.
He's accepted it. But doesn't mean it doesn't bother him, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Is she the jerk for wanting things to change? She does not want her boyfriend to have the whole load on his shoulders. She wants him to be able to enjoy his own little family. So is she the jerk for asking for things to change? Her boyfriend preps, cleans, cooks when they have get-togethers, and she feels like that's not fair.
I think she's wild for trying to change the family dynamic and say, we all got to cook and bring a dish now, because that clearly has never been the case. Mm-hmm. I think that is a little out of pocket.
Why don't you guys just order out?
Ah, thank you.
It's all expensive anyway.
Why are we cooking,
all
man?
All the way around, it costs too much. All right, well, we'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so she wants to know if she's the jerk for wanting things to change in her house. Her husband has taken care of his parents with disabilities for quite a few years. And so they go over there, he cleans, he preps, he does all this. She's like, I'm helping with our kids, so I can't really do anything. But I want everyone to start chipping in, not just him.
Right, because he's the leader of the pack, man. Yeah. Parents are disabled.
Let's go to Anna in Milwaukee. She actually called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song. She picked Harry Styles.
Hello. Good morning, Anna.
Hi,
what up,
Hi, Anna. Which way are you going? Is she the jerk or not the jerk?
I'm going to say the jerk.
Go on.
Right. Reason, I mean, I come from a family, you know, my dad had muscle dystrophy, and my sister always had to take care of the things, and we split, so she has no idea of maybe the other brother maybe taking care of the finances, the medical stuff, and maybe the other brother's doing the cooking and the cleaning. She doesn't know that, you know, we don't know that part of it,
because
that's what me and my sister did, we would split it. So.
Yeah, that's really fair.
Well, and that's it's clearly what's not happening here, is the brother's not doing anything, so she's getting triggered by the other brother coming in and out. Yeah.
Anything that she's seeing, but you don't know. It could be like Anna saying, the brother's taking care of all the bills. He's the one going to the doctor's appointments.
And she's only seeing it when her man cooks for everybody, and she's thinking, he does everything.
But then what about the other days when y'all ain't there, when the brother is going, lugging them back and forth, taking them here, dealing with the doctors, whatever. Because it's 50-50.
It's a solid point.
You think it's 50-50, but it's not the 50-50 that we imagine going, I wash this dish, you wash that dish. No. Sometimes it's, wash you dry.
Yeah, it's just like, is this just for special occasions, or is she saying that he goes there every day and cooks and cleans?
Fair point.
Somebody said not
she
the jerk.
Say that either.
Fair point.
It's
no,
not
that's
wrong
fair.
To want your significant other to be treated fairly. However, the delivery of her feelings and suggestions should come off, could come off horribly if not presented the correct way. Plus, it's not healthy that his whole life he's been expected to take care of his parents. The parents should be taking care of the kids, not the other way around.
Well,
that's not a choice.
That isn't the choice.
That's not the way.
Sometimes it doesn't work like that.
If only life worked out the way we wanted it every time.
Wouldn't that be great?
We're all healthy and nothing ever went wrong.
Love
Unfortunately,
that.
That's not
I'd love that for all of us.
I know. Don't take your health for granted, that's for sure.
That part.
Yeah, all right.
Exactly,
Anna said jerk. Thanks for calling, Anna.
Yeah, love you guys.
Love you too.
Back. Appreciate it. Great points, dude. Yeah. Great and experience, really.
Caitlin's in Economowalk this morning. Let's go to her. Hi, Caitlin.
Morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
She said hello.
Excited? A little sing song in your tone. We love it.
Yeah, Caitlin. Anna said jerk. Do you think she's a jerk for wanting her boyfriend to not have to take care of his parents?
No, she's not the jerk. I think it goes back to what you introduced it with. She wants the man to spend more time with his parents. I think her problem is that when he goes there, he's doing the chores, he's doing the cooking, cleaning, and he doesn't get to spend time with his parents the same way the brother does.
He doesn't get to sit down at all.
Maybe he doesn't want to. You guys ever sat down and talked to your parents for too long? Like, I regret this.
Not too sure. You're not wrong. But when you
next thing you know, everybody's fighting, screaming, yelling.
Stop it.
You thought it was going to be a great family convo.
Chill out,
bro. He's avoiding everyone in the kitchen. He's the smartest guy in this.
He said, "No, I'll cook. I'll cook. I got it.
Now I'm cleaning.
Everybody out the kitchen. Out.
Very busy."
Stop
no,
it.
No, but seriously. Okay, you say not the jerk.
Not the jerk. I don't think so. I think she wants him to have quality time the same as the brother does. Maybe some of it's the chores and distributing it, but I think she just.
She's okay. Expressing herself, and can you fault her for that?
No, I don't think so. All right, thanks for calling, Caitlin. Have a good day.
Hey, bye.
Bye.
All right, well, now we got a tiebreaker. Jennifer's in Brown Deer because Anna said jerk. Caitlin said not the jerk. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm good.
Good to hear from you.
All right, so she wrote in. Too. We didn't give her a name.
No.
But she wants to know if she's a jerk for wanting her boyfriend to spend more time with his family instead of having to do everything for his parents that have disabilities when they get together.
What do you think?
Not the jerk.
Ooh.
Not the jerk.
Go on.
So I have 2 points. I think the first one is that she's wanting it. So she's not making a demand. She's not stating this is what needs to happen. This
Fair.
Is what we're doing.
Fair.
She's saying, this is my opinion. This is what I feel. And the other thing is if you're coming with an opinion, a feeling, something that you're wanting, come with the problem and have a resolution. And she has that. She's saying, you know, maybe everybody can bring a dish. Maybe we can find a different way of doing this that'll be fair and we can spend more quality time as a family. So I think she's going about it the right way. I don't think she's a jerk.
I respect that point of view.
Listen to this text. It says jerk because this man went from being single to now in a serious relationship with a woman that has kids. It's a big change in dynamic for that family.
They show ain't his kids,
no.
Are they?
And she said they've accepted us and they've let us
they
come in.
They are now.
Right. Hey, for real, they are now.
At the same time, I get it. He was literally the one
taking care of it because he was single. And now they're going, wait.
And she's going, but now I'm here with my kids and we need more. Yeah.
And they're going, hey, he kind of is our caretaker, so yo, chill.
Somebody said, jerk, keep being that girlfriend title, not wifey material. That was me.
Okay. Everybody take a step back.
Chill out.
Everybody relax, okay? Ding, ding.
I'm standing on not the jerk. She's going about it the right way.
That part. Okay, we hear you. Respect it for sure, man. Appreciate your call, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jennifer.
All right, have a good day. Love you guys. Easy. Feel better.
Thank you. Lay you back. Appreciate it.
Did you say you didn't feel good?
She must have heard me talking about my knee.
Ooh, yeah, she did.
Appreciate you, Jennifer.
Somebody said his name can be Naggy Nathan. No, a woman wrote in, though. Naggy Natalie.
Nagging.
All right.
Natalie,
either way.
However you want to say it.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
All right.